You'd better see it as it was when we arrived.
Yeah.
Everything's just as we found it.
Still in his nightshirt. He must have gone to bed unable to sleep and decided to put an end to himself.
Well, that is the obvious conclusion, certainly, yes. When was it discovered?
Blessington had a cup of tea brought to him every morning. When the maid entered his apartment, about 7, she discovered this.
Yeah.
He tied a rope to the hook in the ceiling where the center lamp used to hang and jumped off the top of that box.
The same strong box he showed us yesterday. Have you heard of the events leading up to this affair, Inspector?
I have heard something about them, yes, sir.
Have you formed any opinion?
Well, sir, judging by the expression on the face of the deceased, it was despair what drove him to it. Black despair and hopelessness.
I'm sorry to contradict you, but I think not.
Beg pardon, sir?
It's not despair you see in that face, Inspector. It is terror. Sheer, stark terror.
Well, sir, whatever you choose to call it, it's a horrifying sight, sure enough. You'll notice that the bed's been well slept in. I'd make a guess he killed himself around 5 in the morning. That's a popular time for suicides.
Judging by the rigidity of the muscles, I should say he's been dead approximately 3 hours.
That appears to confirm your estimate.
Tell me, Inspector, have you noticed anything at all peculiar about the state of this room?
Oh, I wouldn't say peculiar, Mr. Holmes. We found 4 cigar stubs in the grate. The deceased appears to have been smoking heavily during the night.
Have you got his cigar holder?
No, sir. No sign of one.
No, his cigar case, then.
Oh, yes. That was on the dressing table. Here it is.
Oh, good.
Quite so. This is a Havana. Yes, the stubs you found are of a different kind, imported by the Dutch from their East Indian colonies. Yes, 2 of them were cut with a knife, 2 had the ends bitten off by a set of excellent teeth.
This is no suicide, Inspector. It's a deliberately planned and cold-blooded murder.
Begging your pardon, sir, but I must disagree with you there.
Oh? Why is that?
Well, several reasons. For one, why should anyone murder a man in so clumsy and difficult a fashion as hanging?
Well, that is what we have to find out.
And another thing, how could a murderer have got in?
Well, through the front door, I presume.
Ah, the front door was locked and bolted on the inside this morning.
Well, then it must have been locked and bolted after the murderers left the house.
Murderers, more than one? What makes you say that?
I've seen the traces. Perhaps you'll allow me a few moments to investigate further, and in the meantime, you might care to cut down that wretched object.
Yeah, very good, sir.
Well, Mr. Holmes, have you come to any conclusions?
Certainly. The main facts are perfectly plain. Tell me, Inspector, the piece of rope that was used, do you know where it came from?
Yes, sir. It was cut from a coil we found beneath the bed.
I can explain that. Blessington had a morbid fear of fire. He kept a rope close by so he could escape through the window in case of conflagration.
Excuse me, Mr. Holmes. Your so-called murderers couldn't have known the gentlemen to be so obliging. I mean, they wouldn't expect to find a rope all ready for their purpose, would they?
Only if one of them had already seen it on an earlier visit.
You mean the young Russian?
Well, there can be no doubt who the criminals were. As I thought, 3 men were involved. The pair who masqueraded as the Orlovskys and a 3rd, to whose identity I have no clue as yet. 3 men ascended to this apartment sometime after midnight. I verified that from the 3 sets of footprints on the stairs. Of course, Blessington kept his bedroom door locked, but they soon forced it open with the aid of a wire. You can see the scratches around the keyhole.
Yes, sir, that's all very well.
On entering the room, they proceeded to gag Blessington. He may have been asleep or too paralyzed with terror to cry out. Then, I believe, there was some sort of discussion. It lasted for a long time. That was when no cigars were smoked. And it ended in their dragging Blessington from his bed and hanging him. That's all I can tell you at present.
Beg pardon, Mr. Holmes, but this is all conjecture. We're still no nearer finding out who these men were.
Never fear, Inspector. We shall soon have that information. Dr. Watson, might I trouble you to do me a small service?
Yes, anything I can do.
I'd like you to go to Fleet Street and look up the files of the evening newspapers for the 13th of September last. Mm-hmm. Make a note of any burglaries that took place in the West End of London the previous night. And I suggest we all meet again this afternoon, shall we say 3 o'clock?
Certainly, where?
You'll find me in Baker Street, which is where I'm proposing to go now.
But, Holmes, what are you going to do?
I shall try to apply some logic to this tangled chain of circumstances. And at the same time, I shall have some breakfast. Good morning.
Yeah, you're splendidly punctual, gentlemen. You've all arrived together upon the hour. Come in, Trevelyan, Inspector Lanner.
Good afternoon, sir.
Watson.